one. Last off, we begin Perek Beis, the second Perek of Mesillas Yesharim, in the Art Scrolls page
43,
in the Feldheim page Yudalit 14, second Perek. Now we are in Midas HaZihirus, which we're going to see what that means. Zahir literally means to be careful. Hine Inyan HaZihirus. What is the concept of Zahir? Ushia Adam Nizar B'maisa B'nyanav. Now, interesting that he says both. It's not just what you do, but you're in yanim. Not sure why he picked that word. Interesting word, bin yanim. Right? His in yanim, I don't know. But klomar, what does that mean? He's going to explain. Right? There's prad and klal. Klomar, meaning misponein, he processes, bina shebelev, umepakeach, I don't know how they translate that, overseas, or a pikeach is a chacham, chachmai maybe with his head, I'm not sure. Obviously, like the Gra says, you could be medayek, you can, every word that the Ramchal says, you can be medayek, just like you could be medayek in Rashi. On your actions and your ways. He's going to say, are they good, are they bad? Levilti, azoiv nafshoi, l'sakonis avdon, unbelievable. So you don't let your soul be lost, the danger of losing your nefesh, chas v'chalila, v'lo yelech b'mahalech hergeloi, not to go, hergel is what you're habitually doing, ki'iver ba'fela, a lot of interesting lashonos, like a blind person in the dark. Why does a blind person need the dark? Dark, okay, a lot of people talk about why it's dafka, a blind person in the dark. It's like double a lot of these. There's your derech, your maisim, your mispoinen, mefakeach, maisav and yonav. Vihine, says the Ramchal. Zedavar shaseichel yichayevu, right? A person naturally, as he's going to say, kachre yesham zeva askalatzil sasmav roch me'al v'nishmasai. Now, interesting, he changes it to his neshama now. When a person, first he was saying, avdoin nef azoiv nafshoi. Now he's saying, if you're scared, right, a person who's going to run away, who would want to destroy himself, right? That's something psychiatric, for real. If somebody wants to hurt himself, nobody wants to hurt himself. So if I know that there's something that's not good for me, why am I doing it? It's like a good kasha. There's nothing more stupid or insane than that, right? Someone putting his hand in a boiling pot. Who's going to walk, run in the street when their cars are coming? Now again, he's not putting you down. That's saying that you're less than an animal, like in a musa way. Oh, you're not even a behema. But he's just saying naturally, an animal, like he says, right? The natural thing is there's a natural instinct to stay away from things that are bad for you. So if you're doing things that are not good for you, you have to question your intellect. You have to question your processing. Why am I doing something that I know is bad for me? So there's a processing issue, or there's an intellectual issue, whatever it might be. Someone who lives in that life, so he's saying the first step is, I got to first know, is this good? Is this not good for me? Somebody who doesn't do it, this is one of my favorite lines coming up. So you're dangerous. You're in a danger zone. And he says, someone who drinks poison without knowing that it's poison, does it matter? Is the point. He's going to say, oh, I didn't know that if I cross, I didn't see the red sign. So if I walk into the Arab village without seeing the red sign, so then I'm going to be saved? Why? You're walking into a dangerous place. Same thing. Someone who drinks poison doesn't know there's something bad. Doesn't mean. So that's what he says. Ki ulam chesron hashmira. If you don't watch yourself, mivnei aviron ativi. Whether it's a natural blindness, or you're an active blind person, right? A guy who drinks, all right? A baby who's born from a mother who drank alcohol or did cocaine. It's not the baby's fault. The baby didn't try to do cocaine and become an alcohol. Okay, that's teva. It's something natural that's going to happen. That's what he says. If you do it actively, echad hu, it's going to be the same result. Someone who eats unhealthy food, whether they want to eat it or they don't want to eat it, is going to have the same results. V'hine Yirmiyo ha'yumasayin. Yirmiyo, this is not a new thing for 2024. This is from the prophet Jeremiah. Right, the prophet Yirmiyo said this back in his day. They had the same thing. We're only 5 minutes in, by the way. It's unbelievable how 5 minutes can transport you to a different hemisphere. What were they doing? They didn't even spend the time to think. And as the Ramchal is going to say, it's incredible. This is the Atzas HaYetzahara. Don't think. All I want to tell you to do is here, get a phone when you're 8 years old, when you're 10 years old, get one of these smartphones, right? And the people are smart that they call them smartphones. They're not, there's a chachma to that also, by the way. Don't think that whoever called it a smart, don't think that there wasn't hundreds, if not more people being genius of how to create one thing, distraction from thinking about your life. That's it. Distract you from thinking about your life. That's what he says. Ramalam Ainish Nichamarasa Lemar. Right? Masisi. Right? Mamash. We don't have time. Baruch Shem. We have Rosh Hashanah. We have Yom Kippur. We have Aser Sbei Tshuva. Shavru Tzuzukas of Shaitim Melchama. Just like a horse that's running, right? What's that famous line? Right? The guy's chopping down a tree for years and years and years and years and years. And the guy taps him on the shoulder and says, your axe is dull from chopping so much. He goes, leave me alone. I'm too busy chopping down the tree. Fool. Spend a few minutes sharpening the saw, right? And it'll go quicker. That's what he says. V'hainu shayu roitim ha'yicham rutsas ha'gev l'achem ebli she'anichu zman la'atzmam. As long as I don't have time, 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes changes your life. So they don't even see it. I don't even know. Ignorance, quote unquote, is bliss. It's not true. I have it underlined many times. It's the first time, really, the Ramchal talks about the Yetzahara, as he's going to say, Paro, right? That Tichbad Avoda, the first lesson is, be busy, too busy to change your life. I'm too busy to think. Right, as that's why it's one of my favorite quotes, right? That the wheel is spinning and the hamster is dead. Spin, I'm busy. And like he said, even in the Hakdama, a person could be too busy doing good things. It's like a funny thing to say. The Kutzker said, don't worry about your Averis. Be so busy doing mitzvahs that you don't have the time to think about your Averis. You want to do tshuva, just be busy. Okay, good. That's a good kasha. But the point is, right, a person can spend time, right, to think about my drachim once a week, once a month, once a year. Baruch Hashem, we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Once, as much as you can, to think about, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? What do you say? What does Yetzirah want you to do? Not to think. Don't think whether what I'm doing is good. Don't process also. A guy has the same Avera that he's getting into. That's why he says Mahalich and Derech and Maisa and Lisboinen, because if you're not, you could be Medayik. If you're doing something over and over, it could be you didn't process why you keep on doing. Or it could be you didn't even establish that it's not good for you. He knew that the Yetzirah knows, if you spend a little bit processing, you spend a little time thinking, so right away, you might actually say, I'm not sure if I want to continue doing this. Unbelievable. He says, you'll get to a point where you would stop doing it. But the reason you don't stop doing it is because you're not spending, processing, and thinking about it enough. V'harezu, this is what he says, is the Eitza of Paro Harasha. This is what Paro does. This is what he wants to do. Sh'amar levachle aniachlem revach kol levilti. Sorry. Tichbad avod al anashim. He said, let them be busy. Moshe Rabbeinu used to have them get together once a week on Shabbos. For real. It's the Medrash. They used to get together once a week on Shabbos. and they used to talk. Rabbi Mechazik one another, and then Paro says, "Oh, this isn't good. They can handle the gullah. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make it that they don't even have that time. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Uh-oh, right now we're in trouble." They were machaven not only to not give them the time, but also make sure internally, emotionally, processing. If you're so busy waking up early, going to sleep late, you're busy. You don't even have time to process your life. You don't have time to even think about what you're doing. That's what he says. Cain he, we'll wrap this up over here. Himamer says this. I love it. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. Cain he atas hayetzahara mamish. He says, this is, people think, what's your yetzahara? People think your yetzahara is the taiva. They think it's your laziness. People think your yetzahara is your anger. Your yetzahara, that's not what he says. He says, Cain a yetzahara mamish. What does he say? Al b'nei adam. This is what they want. Ki ish milchamahu. The Yetzahara is a warrior, umalumud barmimius, and he's the master of deception. He's brilliant, the Yetzahara. He's brilliant. The EF Sholi Malumeno, Elabachma Rabba, Ashkafa Gedoyla. Unbelievable. The only way to escape from him is you have to be brilliant. There's a good time. I don't know if I have this on the side. We have this story with Rav Huttner. I'll just end off. It's good for everybody to hear it. I'm sure I've said it in one of the cycles, one of my favorite stories. Many of you have heard it. I love saying it over. Rav Huttner was a Talmud, I'll say it quickly, of the altar. He went to the altar from Slobodka, right, which more or less everybody here is, we're all Talmidim of the altar. And he Rav Huttner was a very sharp person, very, very sharp. And he came, and there was a rule in the yeshiva that you had to have a chavrusa. So Rav Huttner was learning. He was a very sharp, young kid. He was very sharp. He's sitting there alone. And the altar comes up to him, says, "You're not allowed to learn alone. You came to Slobodka. You know you need to have a chavrusa." So Rav Huttner says, "I have a chavrusa." He says, "You have a chavrusa. You're sitting here. No one's across from you." He says, "I have a chavrusa." He says, "Who's your chavrusa?" So Rav Huttner said, "I learn with the Yetzirah." So the altar says, "Well, your chavrusa is the Yetzirah. Why don't you learn with the Yetzir Tov?" It's a good question. So Rav Huttner says, "I'll give you two reasons. Number one, the Yetzirah is smarter than the Yetzir Tov. And number two, he shows up every day."